Committee to Order Resolutions, 174, request transfer for contingency account pursuant to budget amendment number 15, 2015, appropriate funds to awareness program funding 2016, Alter County budget.
Move it.
Second.
Discussion? The discussion is we had last week, it did not pass. It's back here again at $20,000. We went through all the arguments last week. I don't think we have to rehash all the arguments. I would like to make a motion that we postpone this until we have some clearer definition on the program itself and how it's proceeding. Can we do that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Second to that?
I'll second.
Second? Yes, Carl?
Well, discussion about the
No,
motion.
Discussion on the motion to
postpone.
Yes.
Postpone. If you look at the resolution, it's got all the backup information on it. Now, if you're looking for, I don't know exactly what you're looking for, but it's all here in black and white. Now, with the $10,000 that this legislature approved last year, the program was able to double their participation from 50 to 100
Carl, we're talking about postponing the resolution.
I understand.
Not the resolution itself, the postponement of the resolution.
You said in lieu of the fact that you need more information. And I'm saying, what kind of information do you need? It's all here.
Okay, so did you agree that it was voted on last year, correct?
I don't understand the question.
Was there a vote taken last year? At budget time?
Yes, there was.
Okay. What was the vote?
I was a no.
Okay, and everybody else was yes, correct?
Well, actually, what does that matter about the
resolution? Well, you said
there was
no discussion.
I said there was no discussion.
Right, you said there was no discussion. In light of no discussion, that's what your first words were. In light of no discussion.
I said in light of no discussion. I don't think I said that, but I'll have to check the recorder. What I'm saying is that if you want to postpone this because you don't have enough information, I thought that's what I said, that all the backup information is in the is attached to the resolution. And then I went on to say that with the $10,000, graciously that the legislature approved last year, she was able to double her program from 50 to 100 kids. She's given you a profit and loss statement, and you have the letter from OASIS that makes her an approved alcohol awareness program. So I guess I just... If you want to postpone it for more information, what more information could you possibly need?
Any other discussion? Tracy?
I just have a question. In terms of postponing it, do we have any sense of how these are funds,
sure.
not speaking to the 20 versus 10,000, but her funds have been delayed through the process of getting approval, the approvals that she needed, et cetera. So we've held them this far. Do we have any sense of what the further delay in the funds will do, given that looking at her profit and loss from last year, her entire funds were county funds. I mean, she's largely a volunteer mm-hmm. of an organization. So does that stop her from being able to even operate?
Don't know the answer.
We cannot pay her up front.
I could,
excuse me?
We cannot pay her up front.
No, we can't pay her up front. There's no question.
Right, if we're postponing, we can't. Well, she's not getting any money, and based on the profit and loss from last year, all her money was from the county. I mean, she leveraged that money to a positive effect. So I'm just concerned about what effect will have on
her. When do we actually pay the agencies?
We are working on the contracts right now. And
so none of the agencies have been paid for 2016?
Not to date.
Okay. So even if they were funded, they weren't going to get paid anyway up to that point. Okay.
When do they normally get paid?
The contract should be done. I mean, four of them are finished out of the seven, so they can start invoicing us now. We're waiting on a few bits of information from the other three, but two of them are on the last step being approved at the moment as well. Normally by the end of April, and then they can start invoicing us back for their services prior to that.
Any other discussion?
Yeah, I just don't see the logic in postponing it, because if you're going to postpone it, that means 90 days. 90 days of postponement, and we're going to be right in the same position that we are tonight.
Why does it mean 90 days? I'm sorry to interrupt, but why does it mean 90 days?
Well, how long are you postponing it?
No, it's 90 days.
Okay.
What is your... 90 days has to come out of committee no matter what.
So what are you postponing it for? Next month?
No, next month or following month? How many days could...
It says postpone to the next regular meeting.
Okay,
to
the next meeting. Okay.
And what do you require at the next meeting to be able to vote on it?
We will ask for various things from that agency to have to our to Don that we can review it. Tracy?
Just for clarification, I wasn't at the last meeting, but we, per our rules, we have 90 days to take action. We didn't take action last month, right? So
we did take an action.
You did take action. Mm-hmm.
What did we do? I thought I was told
the
that
committee
we,
took an action.
The committee made right. did an amendment that wasn't accepted
it
by
was
the sponsor.
Wasn't accepted, right.
Mm-hmm.
So we as a committee took an action. The sponsor said that he wouldn't accept that, and he wanted to bring it back for this meeting.
The rules make it come back to this meeting.
Correct.
The rules make it come mm-hmm. back to this meeting.
So how was that an action? No action
no,
was taken.
Exactly.
Well,
there was
it came right back as, the same resolution that I brought it forth
it
last
month. It might be a loophole in
month.
The rules. I mean, well, it might be.
If I may.
You may, please.
Okay, so it originated in public health. It came out of public health with the amendment. The committee last week tried to make an amendment, and that amendment was rejected by the sponsor. According to the rules, it now goes back on. The resolution does not advance and goes on to the next regular meeting, which is what this is. Rules, Ways and Means has a special situation where you guys meet twice a month. So here you are to take an action now.
So the action could be taken postponed, correct?
Mm-hmm.
But what do the rules? Sorry, can I? Just, yep. What do the rules say in terms of vote? Doesn't there have to be a positive or negative, like an affirmative or a no vote in a certain amount of time?
The rules say that you have to take some sort of action unless there's consent of the sponsor to not take action. And on the 91st day, it's automatically discharged to the floor.
Well, I guess what I'm asking is, would that mean that you could just keep postponing, that a committee could postpone for 2,000 days?
No, they could postpone for 90 days.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then, or longer, if the sponsor would consent. But without consent, 90 days, that's it.
Any other discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
All right.
Anybody against? Three against.
Resolution is postponed.
So, can I ask a question?
Yes, you may.
Does that mean at the next month, I mean, would it be helpful to have Marie here? Since Ways and Means is asking for more information.
We will have a list for her of what anyone has any particulars that want to be addressed. Again, to Don will get it to her. That later on, we'll ask Don if we need her here. We will ask her to kindly come.
I just want to clarify. So you're postponing it. So does that mean that we're going to discuss it at the next Ways and Means Committee and this resolution coming
next
up?
Next meeting, yes. We said that.
It's
already
on the agenda for next month. Then.
Mm-hmm. All right. Resolution 183. Setting a public hearing, Local Law 5, 2016, a Local Law 2, adopting Local Law Forum of Government for the County of Ulster, amending Local Law.
Second.
Discussion. No discussion. Roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
I'm a no.
Resolution 239, authorizing the finance acquisition of right-of-way related to Hudson Valley Rail Trail.
Second.
Discussion. If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 243, authorizing the issue of additional 242,000 bonds of the Ulster County to pay part of the county share of construction. Bailey's Bridge.
Move. Second.
Second. Discussion. Roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 245, authorizing the financing of certain planning and design costs related to the Walk Hill Bridge in for the County of Ulster at a maximum estimated cost of $125.
Second.
$125 of bonds. Move. Second. Discussion. No discussion. Roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
New business. Any new business? Any old business? Yes, Bert.
Chairman, I just wanted to update the board. Last week, I brought the town of New Paltz was interested in a parcel, and the committee voted to withdraw it from auction. The good news is the owner actually came forward and bought back the property from the county, so the owner will have the property.
Great. So you've had the auction, too. Can you give us
auction is tomorrow.
Tomorrow,
yep. No, we are going to auction with 184 parcels, which is four less than last year.
What was it initially? How many was on the list?
281.
281?
Yeah.
Where's the location?
It's at the college.
Oh.
Quimby Theater at the college. Yep.
What time is it?
It's 9 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
And there's
legislators can't bid, though.
There's roughly 80 county-owned, which means they were from previous auctions.
So. What's the time of the recycling?
Which is still there of that 180.
Any old business? Yes, Tracy.
I'm sorry because I missed last week. Do we have another joint meeting scheduled for the court?
After our meeting, the court.
We're waiting on info from Dennis.
Yeah, Dennis, it went out with an RFP regarding
architect.
RFP on the BRC.
Yep.
They are going to go out and. There's certain specifications within that RFP to get more detail, get square footage, get cost, or try to get cost, estimated. And then from that point, if everybody's agreeable, we'll go to the next stage, which we go out to an actual bid. From that, David Delman, he was a gentleman that came to our meeting a lot of part of last year.
One of the months.
He was the gentleman that was speaking most of the conversation. There was other people there from the unified court system. He called me 2 days after the meeting. He said, I heard you had a meeting. I said, no, we had a meeting with the Public Works and Ways and Means. He said, I heard you. It was very productive. I said, well, we have a course that we're going to try to take. And he was very happy about that, you know, things were moving. He said, can we set up a meeting with the county exec and yourself and Dean and the other people to see what we're doing, how we're proceeding, and if they would get on board so that, if they have some concerns, they can incorporate it into, the architect, their specs that they're going to draw up for that. So that's going to be April 28th, I think it is. So I don't know exactly what they have in mind, but I would assume that's what it's going to be. So that's our next. Actually, we have that meeting. We'll have when Dennis gets back to us regarding what he's doing with the RFP and the architect end of it. We'll have another a joint meeting. We'll take it the next step.
What's the time frame on the RFP? When does he expect them back?
Any Bert knows?
Bert, can you know when the time frame of the RFP?
I believe it's out right now.
Yeah,
I know it's out, but what's the time frame to get it back in?
I don't want to say it, but I'll let you know.
I thought it was like 3 weeks from the date when
I know they've already gotten some responses.
Right.
So it's right along the right there.
It was 3 weeks from a Friday last Friday, I think. Don't hold me to the exact date, but I think by the end of April they were looking for a response.
I know we prioritized it, and it's on the time frame that everyone agreed to. I just don't know the dates off the top of my head.
But everybody be in the loop once we get all the information back. Anything else?
Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.